Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's welcome in our next guest is, Brandon Graham. Obviously, it's just phenomenal. Phenomenal having him in studio every single Tuesday at this time for about a half an hour. He'll be fielding phone calls with you. You can join at 215-592-9494. BG is always brought to us by Primo Hoagies. Be like Brandon Graham and make your game day epic with party trays from Primo Hoagies. Online at PrimoHoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie. It's a Primo. It's a 2-1-1 football team, and it's Mr. Brandon Graham. Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, man. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. Better that you guys won a football game, my man.
Hey, I feel you. Hey, man, I'm happy, just the way, defense showed up, responded. Our team responded because it was a together that you got to have in this thing, man. And I was just happy that we responded.
What, is your body happy? How does your body feel after 35 snaps?
I ain't gonna lie, I feel good, man. I'm like, hey, I was like, for me to play 30 some snaps, I was like, okay. And we was on turf too. Right now, man, I'm excited because I feel like it's just, I'm building on my body just as far as taking care of it. Every Wednesday, I'm having massage, going into a Thursday, both days. And then I just got a regimen that I'm on. Uh-huh. And I do acupuncture, I do a bunch of different stuff.
I tried that too.
Mm-hmm. And then, you take your stuff before the game, get ready.
Yeah. So Brandon, we'll get to the whole team and the whole deal, but let's focus on the defense for a second. Mm-hmm. So there's some stuff in sports that confuses us. How does a baseball hitter, Ben, a baseball hitter can go 8-for-10 in two games and then go 0-for-20 in four. Like, how and why? All right. So, Brandon, help us understand, how does the team defensively struggle so much week two? And then what a great rebound from you guys 2 days ago. How do you make that switch? What went into it?
Well, you know what? I just think it was us going through, like John said it, like we got four games of finding our identity in this. And I think that last game was a wake-up call for a lot of us. I just say all of us, because at the end of the day, when we watched the film, it was just people out there trying to go grab other people plays. And, it's just, I feel it. It's the first home game. Everybody's trying to go get and make a play. And when we talked about this week was, do your job. I want you to be accountable for what you do. I'm going to be accountable for what I do. Y'all trust me. I trust you. Let's go out. Let's just put on a show. Because when we watched that film, it was more like, dang, man, we can't be letting these games slip. We got to – we know – you know what to do. Just do your job. Yeah. Do your job. And people responded well to it.
I always wondered, as a pass rusher, what your view of blitzing is. We as fans, we always want to just light it up. Like, send everybody. Like, just corner blitz. Like, send safeties, everyone, every time. But that's unsound. And that risks a lot on the backside. As a pass rusher, whose job is specifically, hey, go get that quarterback on the ground, how do you feel about blitzing, and how well are we getting quarterbacks on the ground so far this year?
Hey, well, this the third game. I know we hit the quarterback a lot this past game, and so I was happy about that. We didn't even have to blitz as much either. But coach always tell us the week of, hey, y'all, we're going to have a four-man rush. We're going to have to do this because we need to play coverage in the back end, and that's a challenge for us. And how we building is, we doing the dinners together. We going out talking about ball a little bit and what y'all thinking, building that chemistry, like how me and Fletch had, where we just look at each other, be like, hey, okay, and that's it. Like, it's just no verbal, where, because people listening while you out there as a defensive line and the offensive line listening to your calls and all that stuff, you got to be able to have that bond, that chemistry together. And I think this with us growing and building together, I know that, they trust us. And Jalen Carter now doing what he do in the middle. And Jordan, I'm telling you, man, Jordan is building his as well. We got some people that can play this game. And even Bryce Huff, man, I'm going to defend him because he work his butt off every day. The stuff ain't came yet, but as y'all know, he in a new scheme. I ain't making no excuses for him, but I know he going to show up big for us this year. And, I can't wait.
Man, That's nice of you.
Yeah, but
Brandon,
Brandon Graham with us here on WIP. We're going to get to phone calls in a moment. And again, you can comment on the Phillies, who last night clinched the division, first time in a long time, but back to the playoffs for three straight years, and the playoffs will start, you know, back into next week, it looks like, for the Phillies in all likelihood in the divisional round, which would be a Saturday-Sunday start, two Saturdays and Sundays from now. BG, let's talk more about Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter. So I know for a couple of years now you've been mentoring these guys. What do you say to them this week to get them locked in, to bottle up what they did and do it again and again and again and again? Because that's what you and Fletcher did for over a decade. How do you get these guys who have so much talent to do it over and over again?
You know what? It's so funny you say that, because we already had this conversation. Even after the game, I say, you see what I say? Like, you see what I told you? If you just get off the ball and be the rhino I know you can be, hey, man, you see what happened. You wrecked the game. And I seen him smiling. He feeling good. And it's going to be every day. I mean, you got to remind people sometimes, because, hey, don't get comfortable. It's like, man, all right, you did that one game. Just like us as a defense, we did it. Man, we couldn't have played better this last game. But it's just like, how we going to respond to this? Like, are we going to buy into what we just did, or are we going to keep building?
Yep.
Keep that same chip on your shoulder, because it ain't over. The mission is the mission. That's winning week to week so we can make our – getting this postseason, then, you know, winning one game at a time, and then hopefully holding that trophy in the end.
Let's get a lot of calls in here. 215-592-9494 to comment on either team. Also, a reminder, Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. The poll question, which is more top of mind for you today? Obviously, both are on our mind, the Eagles and the Phils. But we asked, which is top of mind for you? Is it A, the Eagles, 2 days after that Saints game, or B, the Phillies, the day after they clinched the division for the first time in a while? Coming up shortly, we'll also play more audio from last night, including things Rob Thompson, John Middleton, and some of the stars of the team said after the game. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Zach in Medford. Zach, you're on with Brandon Graham. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, guys. Happy accident that I was a little delayed on getting back to my Bluetooth. BG, I just wanted to thank you for your 15 years here. My wife and I love you and all that you've done for the city. Just wanted to get that out of the way.
Man, I appreciate you.
So, I wanted to kind of take a victory lap here. I mentioned the last week when I called.
Hold on, a victory lap. This isn't I told you so, just to be clear. Is that where we're headed?
Less than I told you.
Sounds like an I told. Right, go ahead, give us the I. Listen,
did you learn
you
this
never
from listening
do I told
to
you so. Exactly. Yeah. So
I mean, Zach, but it's a given that I told you so. But tell me how you actually got one right. Go ahead.
Well, it's few and far in between that I get something right. But I one of the things I said last week is I was hoping that the tight end Dallas Goedert and Grant Calcaterra would be more involved. And I thought that was the key to us winning this week. And then Dallas goes 170 yards. And I thought that was integral to us winning this week.
Yep.
And seeing Calcaterra get involved was awesome as well.
Calcaterra, they're trying to use him as an H-back, as a move guy. He needs to get a lot better at being that move guy H-back, trying to be the fullback.
Well, he is what he is.
Wow.
I mean, I don't mean that disrespectful.
He's a good receiving tight end that, you know, he's better when they use him that way.
Yeah, he's not Keith Byers, you know. He's not going to be a chess piece to the same extent with the same thud. All right, Zach, we got you. We appreciate the call. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Hey, I want to say, you know, first of all, good morning, everybody. I want to say, BG, you played amazing, man. I called last week, and I kind of ripped y'all. You said you promised that you was going to go out there and do your thing, man. You see you doing your thing in year 15. It's just a sight to see. You set the edge well. You played the run well. You rushed the quarterback at the end of the game. Keep doing your thing, BG, and get that defense up to be top five in the league, man. You know what I mean? I think you guys are going to be the better of the two units before it's all said and done. I'm still worried about the offense. I'm sorry to coach, but you did your thing. You delivered. You know what I mean? I appreciate you in year 15, man. I don't want to see you go. You can't retire, man. It's ain't the last year, brother. Still got you got a lot of football left in you, brother. Think about it, man. Don't retire yet. But great job on Sunday, man. Keep it up.
Hey, man, I appreciate you calling in, Chuck, because I sure was going to say, man, you said that already, like you told me last week. Hey. But, hey, let me tell you, man, we know work is not done, man. We're going to keep it going, just like with the offense. Hey, stick with us, because we could build it. And I feel like they're going to pop off, and when they get their rhythm, they're going to hit the ground running. Special teams going to keep it up, and we're going to pop one out one of these days with them, too. And, man, it's just you gotta stay together on it. And so that's fans included, baby, because we need y'all.
Hold on, Chuck. Are you an expert at evaluating like setting an edge? Like how can you tell that Brandon is doing a good job at that?
I'm not just a buffoon that call a radio show and just talk and run my guns. I know football, man.
There you go.
I know a little
nice,
bit about
Chuck.
Football. I don't have to have played football at a pro level to know football. I know football.
Well answered, Chuck.
I played it in high school.
There you go.
I love football, and BG is playing at a high level year 15. And you know why he's
sure
playing
is.
At a high level year 15? Because he's getting the most snaps.
There you go. All right, Chuck, good call.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
So, BG, let's get to, you know, it's funny. There's a 4th-and-1. Seltzer, how many times yesterday did we reference a 4th-and-1 that did not work out?
Yeah.
37?
Quite a few.
57?
Multiple,
all right,
yes.
BG, let's talk about a 4th-and-1 that did work out. And frankly, ironically, despite the 4th-and-1 on offense that was discussed much more, the 4th-and-1 on defense, let's be real, was a more important play because if not for that stop, you guys might lose the game. What take us inside when you freaking stuffed Alvin Kamara in a huge spot in the second half?
Man, it was all attitude. And then we had a tip because of, you know, somebody getting hurt and then a new lineman coming in and he just was pointing everywhere he went. And it was like, oh yeah, they coming this way. I couldn't
Very
believe
nice.
I honestly couldn't believe it. I say, oh, they coming this way because he was leaning
hard.
And I knew it was one of those plays where the tight end was coming down, so I just went straight, grab, you know, just like straight ahead.
Because,
yeah. You know, it's that gap scheme where it's a power, where the one guy come down on you and then everybody,
sure.
one guy pull, and man, we just blew it up. And Zach Bond came on the edge and blasted that tight end, man. And
that's a great feeling.
That's good stuff.
That was a good feeling.
That was a huge play, man.
Oh, it was. After that block punt, boy, that's why I said, like, everybody was just so – the sideline was on point because when sudden change happened, we was just like, man, dapping each other up. Come on, let's do it again. Let's do it again. And we didn't get tired of doing it. And that's what I love, that we wasn't tired of doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we never
– it felt like there was so much – I don't know. Like, there was more oomph. Like, the whole team on both sides of the football, there was more aggression. I mean, we even saw, like, Jalen Carter, that there was a shot of him, you know, like, just overflowing on the sideline with angst and aggression, like almost so much he couldn't get it all out on the field.
Yeah.
That's new. That's great. Mm-hmm. I do think that's how you win in the NFL, tapping into that.
Yep.
What was the difference this week? Why did we get to that level of emotion?
You know what? I'm gonna give y'all credit, man. Y'all might have been talking too much, and then somebody had to prove y'all wrong.
It's like when Zach Ertz started taking on blocks after we all were criticizing him for not taking on that one block.
And you know what? It was a heartbreaker last game because we knew we should have won that game. But I'm glad it happened if we was gonna do this. And so now, how can we stay here and just keep building on that? So that's where I'm at. I mean, I'm not going overboard. I'm just excited. We're going to take the wins with the losses and keep them going, but majority wins. And I know for me, it's just the message is the message. How important is it to you? I mean, y'all showed it now that y'all can do it. Now I want to see it every week. And even when we're doing little things like lifting weights on weight days, get stronger because we're going to need it. Because as your body going through the year, you're getting a little weaker if you're not in that weight room.
Yeah.
And you got to take care of your body. And so I'm telling them guys, you know, all the good stuff, but they gotta want it too. I can't give it all to them, you know, and if they don't take it, I mean, it don't add no value. But I know for sure that these guys are listening because, I mean, they showing up. And so I hope they stay here.
BG in studio with us, as he is every Tuesday, you know, from 7:40 to 8:10 and fielding phone calls. Also, we'll get to more of the audio from the Phils last night. The victory, Rob Thompson, John Middleton after the game. That's coming up soon. Ed in Phoenixville right now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, BG. How's everything going?
Ed? What's up?
So if you're Jordan Davis's biggest advocate, I'm probably his second. So Sunday's game just had me all sorts of fired up. I mean, those first two plays where he would fire off with leverage and just like the violent hands, like he was initiating contact and just ruining folks.
And he actually did the drop to a knee thing too. And I think this might have been the first or second play, like giant. He started to get moved a little bit and he had that, it's like a nice reaction, like just go to a knee, get your footing and then right back to domination of two men in front of him. The guy-
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more rips, two more...
you deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guy is strong.
He's strong, man. Got to believe in himself like anybody. As a young guy, I'm with you, Ed, man. Like, it's just a experience, and then you're getting reps, and then on top of that, you're growing, you're maturing, and I'm happy that these guys are maturing at a time where we need them right now, this year, because they got the keys, and I told them, man, don't get them keys. Don't get them keys away, you know, until you out of here, you know, because that's what the whole goal was when they drafted you in the first round. It's like, go out here, man, show them what you can do, and I'm going to stay on them, though, Ed. If you advocate for them, I'm on them.
If he plays with technique, nobody, zero people can block him. That's just a fact. So, yes. Yeah, keep up the good work, guys. Great talking to you.
All right, Ed, appreciate the phone call, man. All right, let's not forget about the Phillies, because last night they clinched a division. It had been a long time. Let's listen to the television version, as it was called by Tom McCarthy last night, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Here's T-Mac as the Phillies clinch it.
The 2-2, swing and a fly ball, right center field. Castellanos going back on the edge of the track, makes the catch. The ball game is over. For the first time in 13 years, the Phillies will celebrate as National League East champions. It's their 12th divisional crown, and they'll mob each other on the mound one more time.
Well, great job by the Phillies. You know, Brandon, you've been here a long time, and let's be real, 80% of that time, the Phillies stunk.
Man.
Right? I mean, that's the thing I tell people all the time with the show, and Ben, you know the deal. It's like, enjoy these moments, because it ain't going to last forever.
Doesn't happen every year.
That's the understatement when it comes to the Phillies. I mean, Brandon, for a long time, they struggled while you were here.
They on fire right now,
Brandon. They have played well.
Yes, these last couple of years. Even though we didn't make it, it's just been electric. Red October. Yeah. It's like, man, that was the first time I experienced it for real. And I was like, man, we got to do this every year. We got to finish. You know,
got to finish. That's right. Which you guys did in 2017. Yep. Let's listen to the Phillies owner, John Middleton. But first, Rob Thomson. So Rob Thomson, as he always does in these type of instances, toasting his team. They're ready to, you know, pop the champagne, the whole deal. John Middleton gets in there. The guys go wild. Here's how it sounded in the clubhouse last night.
When we entered the playoffs, they said it was very difficult to get here. And to win a division is even more difficult. So congratulations on that. We still got some work to do, though. Okay? We still got some work to do. We want to get that five. That's very important to us. I want you guys to party tonight, but be ready to come here and play. Now, last thing, I brought John in here. John, come on over here. Remember in spring training, the man said he wants his trophy. We're going to get it.
I want my friend.
You know, Brandon, when I saw that, I thought, no, you know, especially knowing you're going to be in studio today, which is more memorable? John Middleton last night saying he wants his effing trophy back, or Jeffrey Lurie dancing with you guys after you beat the Falcons in the 2017 playoffs?
Oh, man.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was funny, boy. That's when
one and only time we've ever seen Jeffrey Lurie dance.
Yeah, you know, that's when you know you got some fun guys on the team when you can get him.
Pretty incredible. John, it's like when you guys almost got Andy Reid to wear the tights when T.O. almost got to 15 touchdowns. He got to 14 touchdowns, and that's when T.O. got injured, and Andy Reid did not have to wear the tights.
That would have been something.
That would have been.
Man, he knew the line he could draw. So just barely safe.
T.O. was going to get hilarious. There.
He would have lived up to that. Yeah. He would have made good on that.
There was 2.5 games left when he got injured. He got injured during the middle of the Cowboys game, and he would have gotten in either in that or one of the last two. Unless, actually, James, now I think about it, Andy probably would have benched the whole team. Keep everyone healthy. So, because Andy ended up benching everybody anyway. Let's listen to more after the game here. Brandon Marsh, interesting stuff post game. Look, they were all fired up last night. That was obvious. How much they actually drank, as opposed to how much they actually spilled, it's hard to know the ratio. We know they certainly spilled more than they drank. We'll see who is and is not in the lineup today. Here's Brandon Marsh after the game.
Final question for you: what's the celebration been like after you and your roommate Alec Bohm go home? Does the celebration continue? Or is it like, all right, we're going to bed?
Nah, we ain't going to bed tonight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, I mean, we still got a game tomorrow.
There we go.
We got a couple more games left. we're gonna get a little bit of sleeping back on the diamond tomorrow.
He's like, whoops.
Yeah, I don't bet against one of our teams. This might be the day to bet against the Phils. We'll see. We'll see what kind of lineup they field and all that. By the way, one more piece of audio related to the Phils, because there was a fan after the game I thought really summed up time well, at least through the prism of his life. Ben, have you heard this yet? You know where I'm going with this?
I do not.
This is good stuff. This is a guy, I believe this first aired on ABC, I think last night, Channel 6, I think. If I'm wrong, I apologize, but one of the newscasts had this. Here's a fan after the game.
13 years we've waited for this. I've gotten married and divorced and had two kids. Let's go, Philly!
How great is that? How great is that?
A lot can happen in that time.
Do you think that's the order he did it in, or do you think the kids are in between?
I don't know. The irony is John Ritchie's done the same thing, except some of the kids were before that. John, how old is your youngest daughter? She's 13 or older?
13.
Okay, well, you've had your own tumultuous 13 years. Let's put it that way. Brandon, when they're in the playoffs, so you guys are in a season. Now, this one's going to be a little different. In the bye will happen as they start. Let's say in the past when there hasn't been a bye, because that's most weeks, Sunday. How much can you watch and enjoy the Phillies thing, and how much do you have to turn it off to get to bed and be ready for practice the next day? How do you balance that?
You know what? I mean, certain Wednesday and Thursday is like our hard, long days. So you just try to get ready for that. But like a Friday, I mean, that's a light day. So if a day on Thursday, you watch it. I mean, I ain't worried about the Friday because it's a fast Friday. It's a short practice. And then, you know, it just depends on the day, what you got the next day. So a Wednesday, Thursday. So I can't watch a Tuesday, because I'm going to bed trying to get ready for the game plan for the week. But
so you had an amazing experience. I remember, I think it was 2 years ago. It might have been last year. These years kind of run together. Mm-hmm. There was a first pitch deep in the playoffs. It was like, all right, it's time to bring out the big guns. So my recollection, Sixers representative was Dr. J.
Yep.
The Phillies representative, I think, was Mike Schmidt, I think.
It was.
Okay, the Flyers rep, I think, was Bernie Parent.
Bernie Parent, yep.
And then the Eagles rep, Mr. BG, Brandon Graham.
What was that like? I mean, that was cool because, I mean, I was just going through different tunnels of the stadium that I'd never been in before, and we was getting out talking with Dr. J and hearing Bernie talking about, man, you got to get on my boat. Go fishing.
How big were Dr. J's hands? When I was in fifth grade, they gave us a photocopy. This was in Mechanicsburg, a photocopy supposedly of Dr. J's hand. And it took up the entire 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. It was the whole thing. Yeah. And I've never met him and had a chance to meet him. I just wondered if it was this big.
Oh man. As,
like that.
I mean, when I dapped him up, you could definitely feel how long the fingers were.
By the way, we have to mention Richie drew a picture of a hand and held it up to show Brandon, just so everyone understands what just happened.
I showed him a piece of paper. It really was. It's like just the piece of paper. It was the entire piece of
paper. I've seen it. Yeah, because
it's incredible.
The NBA store in New York City has, there's a couple basketballs where they note some of the more famous NBA players with big hands. Doc's one of them. Shaq's one of them. And you see the advantage they have when they can palm a ball.
I mean, and obviously, Jahlil Okafor as well. And,
you know, Barkley. You
remember
know,
that? Do you remember that? Do you know
Barkley?
Okafor?
You know, Barkley not only couldn't palm a ball, that's why he never dunked the ball with one hand.
Wow.
Couldn't do it. I mean, you think back to his career, Barkley always dunked with two hands.
That's a good point, yeah.
He couldn't. If he cupped it, he could kind of cup it a little bit, but he couldn't palm it the way Jordan and James Worthy and some other notables have. All right, let's get to the phones. Rob in South Jersey. Rob, you're on WIP.
Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, buddy.
Yo, real quick, Brandon, I just want to say I still watch the Strip Sack once a week, man. It makes me so happy, and I just want to thank you. I know your career's not over, but big performance on Sunday, man. And, dude, you're everywhere on Sundays. You are literally everywhere on that field, and I love it.
Man, I appreciate you, man. You know, got to leave it all out there.
Definitely. Best of luck going forward this season. Joe, I got a little anecdote for you guys from last night. So I got two little kids, and I was on my couch last night in the top of the third inning. I live in the Mount Laurel area, which is about 30 minutes away.
Yep.
You can still buy tickets on StubHub up to about 40 minutes after the game. I put my little one down in the bottom of the third.
Wow.
I sat there last night in the top of the seventh.
That's awesome, dude.
And for the any police officers listening, I did not feed on 295, so I got there just in time, but...
Awesome job by you.
That is well done.
That is thinking outside the box.
It is.
Great work.
I sent my buddies two videos, and I was like, how is this possible? They're like, that's not you. And I was like, yeah.
Rob,
that's amazing,
Rob,
man.
Well done,
that
man. Well, listen, call us all through October, as I know you will. Rob's a great caller, and that's a great story right there. All right, so BG, couple final things here. And again, Brandon with us every Tuesday at this time for a half hour. You got to be proud of the backups. I mean, you had some serious lumber that either didn't play or didn't finish this game, and dude stepped in and did their job.
Man, it reminded me, I'm telling you, 2017, where you got depth. You got the guys that get them opportunities that you got to have rise to the occasion. Lane go down. I didn't even know. Big Makai go down. And now you got Tyler Steen. Now you got Fred, who been waiting on this opportunity, because as you can see, them boys was ready for that moment.
Yep.
Went out there and put on the show. And, man, it's only going to serve us well when you can trust all these guys that you got, because some people don't get to touch the field. I know for a quarterback, sometimes they don't get to touch it unless Jalen go down.
Yep.
Something like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things where people say stay ready, but I know they look ready. They look ready
sure.
when they was out there. So I was proud of them.
So we'll see, obviously, in the game versus Tampa, how many of them need to start. You know, obviously, to be determined on the status of some key players, A.J. Brown, Devontae, Lane Johnson, Mekhi Becton. We'll see on Covey. Let's talk about Tampa, Brandon.
Yep.
Last year, 10 thumbs down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel a little something extra knowing you're going back to the spot where the season ended? And not only ended, but like, I mean, they got you bad last year. Do you feel a little something extra?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you want to go down and get a win. That's really what you want to do going into, you know, their territory. They sent us home last year. And, yeah, we definitely going to make sure we come with our good game plan and go out and execute this week.
How confident does this team feel in its coaches?
Oh, I feel good. We feel good about the coaches. I think it was just more of us deciding in different spots on, man, you know what, I'm just do my job the best and not worry about making nobody else plays and go out there and be you. And I think that's really what all that message was this week. When you watch the film, as you know, when you see little stuff, you be like, man, if we can get him, because they picked on this guy this week, they picked on that guy, all right, cool. Now we knew what happened. But Man, I'm telling you, that's all it is the attitude. When we stopped that run, it was all attitude. Because, I mean, we got the scheme. We doing the same things. But I just think that it was more everybody was like, we're not going to go out like we did last week. Then you find out that you're actually pretty good if you do it all together. You know what I'm saying? So let's just keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Let's not talk about it. Let's just keep doing it.
That's a great point. Now that you've done it, you know how it feels to do it the right way. I saw Jordan Davis, I saw Jalen Carter go out there and roll people. I mean, they were blowing people up.
Yeah.
That's what we need. And if we're going to continue to stop the run, they've got that feeling now. They can replicate that. Yeah. You can say, hey, guys, week three, draw on that. Rely on that. You know how it feels.
The only thing
I think it's a great place to be. Well, we can jump from here.
Sure. Here's the only thing I'll say, BG, when you said, you know, go do it, basically don't talk about it. I think there's at least a 75% chance C.J. Gardner-Johnson is still sitting at his stool, still talking smack post-game. Like, he's been there for 36 hours. Even if no one's around him, he's just talking.
You know what's funny about that? We say we need that. We need all his energy because, I mean, at the end of the day, he was the one talking before the game. He was talking after the game.
But and, this is the guy who's also talking.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Oh, yeah.
And Fletcher Cox is yelling at him like, hey, man, not so much talking. So we got a couple guys.
Yours is more like the Merry Christmas kind of talk. His is more like the go to hell kind of talk, though, right?
Oh,
I mean,
you got a different talking style.
He is definitely bringing that energy. And then Fletch still getting on me too. You know, he calling me after every game because he's watching. Oh, wow. you guys are this. You guys are that. It's like, oh,
wow.
Now I had to call him after this one.
How's he doing? Is he enjoying retirement?
Oh yeah. I know Fletch is because he would have been around if he really missed it. But right now he loving not having to be political, not having to answer to nobody.
Yeah.
If we win or lose, I know that part is good for him. But just to keep him in the locker room, we still be talking FaceTime and having
That's
a little
great.
Fun with it.
Brandon, congratulations on the win.
Yeah,
good luck versus Tampa, and thanks for being a big part of the show. Brandon Graham,
thanks,
ladies and gentlemen.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.